And that's why we bring in on the KRDO Newsline ABC News correspondent John Jeffries.
Good morning, Shannon. hope all's well with you out in Colorado Springs.
It is going so great, and not so much as far as golf weather. We've had some cloudy days around here, although yesterday it got pretty bright and sunny. So how's it going at the Masters?
Well, I tell you what, the players are still wrapping up their first round. There were 27 players that needed to finish their opening round due to darkness, thanks to that 2.5 hour rain delay yesterday. Tiger Woods, of course, being one of those. He's still in the hunt, but he's what I call treading water today. At the start, he has 23 holes to go to play today to wrap up his second round as well. So it's going to be a tough day for him, especially with his body and all the surgeries and fusions that he's gone through. He's already coughed up a stroke with a bogey, but made par on his second hole today. So he's still in the hunt at even par. But I tell you what, the story of yesterday was Bryson DeChambeau firing a 7-under-65, which he had one bogey on the card, eight birdies. Incredible. And Scottie Scheffler nipping at his heels. Scottie Scheffler, of course, the number one player right now. He fired a 6-under-66. And his driving accuracy is just amazing. Scheffler hits the fairway about 86-87% of the time, which is almost unheard of. And, you know, usually, Shannon, after the first day or first round, you have a few names up there in the leaderboard that you're not really familiar with just because. Really not the case this year. I would say, you know, the only one really might be beyond on one of those, Cameron Davis, Ludvig Åberg, the Great Dane. I would keep an eye on him. He's playing it for the first time, and as a matter of fact, a first-timer hasn't won at the Masters since Fuzzy Zeller did it way back in 1979.
Oh, wow. It's been that many times that they've had repeats. Scheffler won the Masters back in 2022. Is that what I remember correctly?
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. Yep, okay. He's shooting for his second green jacket. John Rahm trying to go back-to-back, but Rahm's having a little trouble out there. He was even par. But yeah, there's a lot of big names in the mix, and it's going to be a great weekend, a great leaderboard. I mean, you've got people still in the mix like Tony Finau, Patrick Cantlay, Matt Fitzpatrick. Rory is still in the hunt. And of course, you know, he wants it so bad trying to taste that Grand Slam. This will be the final nail in the coffin if he can pull it off. But as far as anybody matching 7 or 6 under today, I really don't think so, just because the winds are going to be howling around Augusta this afternoon, especially for those going off in the afternoon wave. So the course is already playing fast and firm, both the fairways and the greens. It's only going to get worse or better, depending on, you know, how you want to look at it. I think it's going to be worse or harder, let's put it that way, to go really low. So I don't think a 7 or a 6 under this afternoon is really attainable.
So the rain delay didn't help to improve the course condition?
Well, it did yesterday. It softened the greens just a smidge. I thought the fairways were still pretty quick. And of course, they have that superior drainage system underneath each green out there at Augusta. So, you know, the water is really not going to be a factor. It's just more or less dampness. But, you know, as the sun comes up and starts to bake them out a little bit, it's really going to be treacherous. It's going to be putting on your bathtub.
Oh, dear. Which is never a good thing if you're getting too much speed up there. Well, John Jeffries, thank you so much for bringing us up to date on this. And I'm sorry, you were so kind not to correct me. You're NBC News, not ABC, not the other guys. But we thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You got it. Have a great weekend, and everybody enjoy the tournament.
Yeah, we will. We will. It's always fun watching it.